Ballard, the All-State candidate. Number 24, number 21, Jaylee Reese. Number 14 is Miley Haney, one of the best young players in the region. Number 1, Kaylee McIntyre. And number 20, that is Kaylee Campbell, getting the start tonight for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. And for the Catholic Lady Indians, their All-State candidate, Chloe Combs, wears number 1. Number 12 is Ashlyn Fabrosio. Number 15 is Maddie Dubois. Number 20 is Kylie Clayton. And number 25 is Mariah Brooks. So Brooks, Clayton, Dubois, Fabrosio, and Combs for the Catholic Lady Indians wearing the home whites tonight, trimmed in the black and red, and the Alt Lady Comets with Willard, Reese, Haney, McIntyre, and Campbell. Both teams getting a final word from their respective coaches on the sideline. We're about ready to get this show started here from the Couch High School. And again, a huge crowd on hand for the ball game tonight. And they were treated to a nice Italian dinner earlier if they wanted to take part in that. And then a wonderful auction that raised a lot of money for a young man here at Couch School who is battling cancer. All Lady Comets take the floor. It'll be Allie Willard to jump center. Stands right on the ear of the big Indian head in the middle of the floor here at the Couch High School gym. And she'll jump it up against Chloe Combs. And about a foot height advantage for Allie Willard, and the Alt Lady Counts control the tip. They'll swing the ball on the left side. Got it there on the wing. Couch going to open the game in a little zone defense. Well, 1-3-1. Try to minimize the damage done by Allie Willard tonight. Alton continues to swing it around the perimeter. Got on the right side. Now down in the corner for Haney. She lobs it inside to Willard. Puts the shot up off the window. No good. Rebound to Reese. She'll kick it back outside for McIntyre for three. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Couch Lady Indians, taken by Fabrosio. Fabrosio to Chloe Combs. Alton drops back in the zone defense. Couch could work it in the half-court set. They have it on the left side wing. Now to Combs, right back to the wing. Three-point shot partially blocked by the Lady Comets. Loose ball on the floor, and we're going to get a foul call. And we'll see. I believe they're going to get the Couch Lady Indians for the foul. Yes, they do. Number 20, Kaylee Clayton called the foul. First foul of the night. Non-shooting foul came on the rebound. Alton will bring the ball up the floor. Number 14 with it, Miley Haney. Crosses the timeline, swings it on the left side. Now to Willard, out top of the key. She goes to the right side, inside, nice pass. And the shot no good for Reese, and the loose ball is going to go out of bounds off the rebound, off the hands of the Couch Lady Indians. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. They'll inbound with 7 minutes to go, a scoreless game. Alton inbounds, got it way out front for Willard. Takes a couple dribbles, gives to Haney. Long three ball is high off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Couch Lady Indians. They'll give it to Chloe Combs. She'll bring it across the timeline, swing it right side for Brooks. Mariah holds it out on the wings. Now she kicks it out top and around to the left side. Combs has got it in the left corner. Now gives to a cutter in the lane. Shot is up. Blocked by Willard, and it goes out of bounds. Number 20, Kaylee Clayton. A nice catch. But couldn't get the shot up on the rim thanks to Willard and the blocked shot. Couch will inbound it under the bucket. Got it in the corner to Brooks. In the left corner, shot is on the way. An air ball off the three-pointer. No good by Dubois. And rebound is run down by the Lady Comets. They'll push it up the floor. Kaylee McIntyre to the top of the key. Swings it right side to Reese. Reese out on top. Quick pass to the high post and back out to McIntyre for three. That one's good. Number 1, Kaylee McIntyre puts the Alton Lady Comets on the board at 3-0. 2 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter. Couch working around the perimeter again. Oh, tried to go to Combs, almost a travel, no call. Combs has got it on the left side, takes it down to the wing, feeds it inside for Fabrosio. Her pass in the middle, stolen by the Lady Comets. They're off on the break. McIntyre will pull up, wait for the rest of her teammates, gives it to Haney. Haney down the left side of the lane, throws up a left-handed shot, no good. Willard with a rebound, back up and in. First 2 points of the night for Allie Willard of the Alton Lady Comets. If you weren't with us in the pregame, Allie verbally committed to Mineral Area College today. And there's a steal by the Alton Comets. Off on the break is Haney up the left side. Lob pass to the other side for Reese. Misses the layup and the rebound cleared by the Couch Lady Indians. Chloe Combs will bring it to the top of the key. Swing it on the left side for Dubois. Dubois in the corner to Combs. Now Fabrosio. Fabrosio gives it to Combs in the corner for three. That one catches the front of the iron. No good. Rebound off the couch. Return shot is blocked out of bounds again by Allie Willard. Allie says, don't bring that thing in here, trying to put it up on the backboard. It is not going to make it. Couch inbound the ball here under the bucket. Going to have to hurry and pass deflected and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Jaylee Reese, number 21 for the Alton Lady Comets. Couch lobs it in this time from under the bucket. Got it down in the corner. Dubois with a three ball. That one's off the rim. No good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of Fabrizio. Oh, they're going to give it back to the Couch Lady Indians. I thought it was off the hands of the Lady Indians. So Couch will inbound it on the near sideline down near the corner. Got it to Combs, cutting through the lane. Pull up jumper is no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Comets. That was Campbell. Campbell gives it up to McIntyre, runs it down the floor to Haney. And swing it around to the right side now. Inside to Willard. Short jumper is up and good off the window. Allie Willard gets it down there. She's not going to miss very often. She's got four early, and Alton out to a 7-0 lead. Couch Lady Indian trying to work the ball down inside. Ball almost stolen, loose on the floor. Reese has got it, and it's going to go off of her and out of bounds. Reese on the floor tried to roll it over to a teammate, and the ball goes out of bounds. We'll get a substitution as Emma Trantham will check into the game. Jaylee Reese will check out for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. Couch with a basketball. Got it down the corner to Chloe Combs. She goes up with a shot. That's partially blocked. And a rebound comes down to the Alton Lady Comets. And then they lost it going up the sideline. Number 20, Braylee Campbell. Lost it going up the sideline. It'll be Couch Indian ball. Another substitution here for the Alton Comets. Campbell checks out, and I can't see the number from here. We'll catch up. But number 23 checks in. That is Lily Haddock. Couch with a basketball. Trying to feed it inside. Ball is going to be deflected and out of bounds by the defense of the Alton Lady Comets. Comets playing tough defensively here. And we're going to get a timeout call by Coach David Miller and the Couch Lady Indians. 7-0, Alton with the lead, 4 minutes into the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Well, the Alton Lady Comets have come into tonight's game. They mean business, especially on the defensive end. The defense pitching a shutout here through the first 4 minutes and already three block shots by Allie Willard. It'll be Couch Indian basketball. They inbound to the right side of the glass on the baseline. Trying to punch it in the middle. Nobody open. Going to have to hurry now to avoid the 5 second call. They threw it away. Trying to get it in to number 25, Mariah Brooks, and she couldn't hang on to the high pass. Alton gets the ball back. He'll bring it up the floor with McIntyre. Crosses the timeline. Goes to the top of the key. Wants to work it right side to Haney. She holds it on the wing. Chloe Combs comes out on her. Wings it around to McIntyre for three more. Nope, not this time. The ball goes out of bounds off the rim. It'll be Couch Lady Indian ball with 3:44 to go in the first quarter. Chloe Combs will walk it up for the Lady Indians. See what they can get done here against this 2-3 zone of the Alton Lady Comets, which has been really good so far tonight. They get the ball down to the left side of the lane. A nice little turnaround jumper by Ashlyn Fabrizio. First 2 points tonight for the Couch Indians to Fabrizio. That's a nice turnaround jump shot. Alton working around the perimeter of the Couch zone defense. Oh, and they throw it away. Haney trying to go cross court with it to Haddock. And Haddock had vacated the area. So the unforced turnover by the Alton Lady Comets. Couch will come the other way. Chance to get back to within three with a bucket here. Combs swings on the left side for Dubois. Dubois will give it up. And a high lob pass almost stolen. Ball gets back over to Dubois. She'll shoot a three. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound. Saved from out of bounds. But right to Trantham for Alton. Nice play by Chloe Combs to get to that ball and save it. But right to Emma Trantham of the Alton Lady Comets. They'll work it around the horn to Haney for three. Miley Haney hits one off the left wing, her first three of the night. Second three-pointer in the quarter for the Alton Lady Comets. They run the lead back out to eight at 10-2. Couch working on the perimeter. Dubois with it. Will give it up to Chloe Combs. Combs trying to drive the baseline. Had it. Cuts her off. She'll fling it outside. Now around the horn to the right side. In the right corner for Fabrizio. She swings it back out top to Dubois. Moving off the screen. Couldn't get open. Gives to Combs. Combs wanted the shot. The defense was right there to stop her. Now here's a lob pass inside to Fabrizio. Puts it up off the window. Too strong. Couch with a rebound. A return shot blocked by Willard. Her fourth block shot. Couch picks up the loose ball. Shot up off the front of the rim. No good. Alton controls the loose ball, and now Couch will get it back. They bounce it down low, and now inside to Dubois. Number 20, that's Clayton. Couldn't get the shot up on the rim, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. And Haney going to check out of the game. So is Trantham, as the Alton Lady Comets get Reese back in the ballgame. Alton with the ball on the offensive end. Reese with it on the left side wing. Long pass to skip pass. Goes to Haddock. Looking for a shot. Couldn't give it. Gives the ball up. Now in the corner. Back to Haddock. She'll swing it on the left side to McIntyre. Back out on top to Reese. Reese back to McIntyre. Followed about the three. One dribble. Gives ball back up to Haddock. Haddock top of the key. Swings it to Reese right side. Now inside to Willard. Up off the window and in. Willard with 6 points in the first quarter, 12-2. Alton with the lead. We're down to a minute to go in the first quarter here at Couch High School. Couch working the ball around the horn. Got it to Chloe Combs. It's taken away by Jaylee Reese. And the Alton Comets on the break here. 55 seconds goes across the half court line. They'll give it up to Haddock. Now McIntyre swings it over to Reese. Reese lobbing it inside to Willard, turns, misses the shot, got her own rebound, couldn't follow it up again. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Council Lady Indians come out of there with it, but a foul going to be whistled on the Alton Lady Comets. Foul will be on number 20, and that is Braylee Campbell. First foul of the night on Campbell, first team foul on the Alton Lady Comets here in the first quarter. We're down to 39 seconds to play. Been a very clean game here. One team foul on each side. Combs crosses the timeline for Couch. Trying to give it a ball inside. It's stolen by Willard. And Alley works it up across the timeline on the dribble. Backs it out to Haney. 22 seconds on the clock. Lady Comets probably hold for the final shot of the quarter. Ball goes to Haddock on the right side wing. Down to Willard. Little power move across the lane. Pulls up with a shot. It is good. Nice power move by Allie Willard. 8 points in the first quarter for Allie. We're down to 5 seconds to go. Couch with it, trying to force it inside. We get a whistle and a foul going to be called. I believe they're going to get, I'll see, who did they get? They get Willard? Yeah, they did. Allie Willard called for the foul. She reached around from behind trying to poke that ball out. Call for the foul. Inbound with 1 second to go. Shot up at the buzzer for Couch. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Alton Lady Comets with a lead, 14-2. We'll be back to the Couch High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
And welcome back to the Couch High School. Good ball game so far if you're an Alton Lady Comet fan. Lady Comets are out to a 12-point lead at the end of one quarter. Our score, 14-2. 8 points in the quarter for Allie Willard. A three for Miley Haney and a three for Kaylee McIntyre. So the Alton Lady Comets playing well here in the first stanza. Couch Lady Indians with only the one field goal. That came from Ashlyn Fabrosio about midway through the quarter. Alton Lady Comet defense has been really good, especially in the interior. And, of course, Allie Willard will do that to a lot of teams at 6-2. And here's Couch trying to get the ball inside. Combs throws it away. Loose ball picked up by Alton. Out on the break, Jaylee Reese down to Haney. Haney to the baseline. Couldn't find a shot. Trying to get it back outside. The ball goes through the hands of Jaylee Reese and out of bounds. So the Lady Comets will turn it over. That was 7:43 to go in the half. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. Combs will take the inbound in the backcourt. Alton now looking to do a little half-court pressure as they're looking to press at half-court as Combs brought across the timeline. The ball was poked away and out of bounds. So Alton pulling the zone out into the half-court defense. Here's the inbound play and a shot block again for Alton. And rebound volleyed up and around and is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Couch Lady Indians. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball. Battling for that rebound and was knocked away by one of the Couch Lady Indians. Here comes McIntyre for Alton. Swings it over on the left side to Haney, just inside the three-point line. They'll go back around the horn now in the corner to Haney for three. That one's a high arching shot, no good. Rebound controlled by McIntyre. Back to Haney on the right side. Little jump pass to the left wing and back out on top to McIntyre. Back to Reese. Jaylee takes it to the top, swings it left side to Haney. Haney goes down to the baseline, steps back to the three-point line, couldn't shoot. That goes to Reese on the right. Back on the cross court to Haney, back to McIntyre. And they go to the high post here. And trying to dribble the basketball was Campbell in traffic, and it was taken away by the Couch Lady Indians. They get it to Combs. Combs up the left side to a cutter in the lane. No shot. They'll kick it back outside. Now back to Combs on top. Penetrates inside the elbow, trying to get rid of it. Does. Shot is up and blocked out of bounds by Allie Willard. Folks, that is five block shots for Allie already in the game. Number 20, Kaylee Clayton tried to get that one. We get a timeout call by the Couch Lady Indians. 14-2, Alton Lady Comets with the lead. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
We're back at the Couch High School. Coach David Miller burns another timeout here in the first half. He's used two already. We've got 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. His team not have any luck finding an open shot anywhere on the floor. Alton defense has been really good here tonight. Combs will back it out off the inbound. Feet on the right side. Now into the inside for Clayton. She dumped it into Combs. Her shot up off the window and good. Chloe Combs with her first 2 points tonight for Couch. Couch now a little bit of backcourt pressure. And Alton gets it up across the timeline with McIntyre. McIntyre lobs it down to Jaylee Reese. Going to the high post now. And now out to Haney for three. That one's too long. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. Though we've played 2 minutes here in the second quarter, the Alton Lady Comets have yet to put one in the basket. They lead it 14-4. Couch with a ball, chance to make it a single-digit lead here if they can score. Combs on the left side wing, spins away from the defense, trying to dump it down to the baseline, too far in front of Fabrosio, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Ashlyn. And again, Couch going to employ a little full-court pressure here in the man-to-man. Alton inbounds the ball. Got it up to midcourt. And now out top to Haney. Haney looking the dribble drive. Now stops. Gives it off to Jaylee Reese. Goes down to the baseline under the bucket. Kicks it back out to McIntyre. Steps into a three. That one's no good. And it sails out of bounds. Didn't even catch iron there with 5.5 minutes to go. Alton still struggling to score here. 14-4 is the Alton lead. Lady Comets actually only score about 48 points a game, so they're not much off of their norm. The defense has been really good here tonight. Here's Combs, throws one up for Couch off the inbound. No good, and on the rebound, we get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. 5 minutes and change to go in the second quarter. We're at Couch High School, big crowd on hand, enjoying this Big Springs Conference matchup. Comets inbound the ball to McIntyre. Now to Jaylee Reese, working against the full court pressure of the Couch Lady Indians. McIntyre dribble drives through it. They lob it down to Willard under the bucket, and she scores. Allie Willard in double figures in the first half. She's got 10.
Go, points
5 minutes to go here in the first half. Couch with a basketball. Double teamed by Alton, and the Couch Lady Indians almost threw it away. Nice play. Now they do throw it away. That was a nice play there by Brooks to run that ball down at midcourt before it went into the backcourt. And she turned and threw it out of bounds on the baseline. Alton will trigger it in against the full court pressure. Got it to Haney. Haney now to McIntyre. Long pass up the floor to Campbell. Campbell to the high post to Willard. Steps outside the lane. Swings it down to Haney on the baseline. A little running one-hander. It's good. Miley Haney with her second bucket of the night. She's got 5. Her first one was a 3-ball. One of 2 threes hit by the Alton Lady Comets here in the first half. Couch with a basketball. Again, Alton throwing that half-court trap on. Couch got away from it. Combs on the dribble. Goes down to the baseline. Elevates for the jumper. That one rattles around. No good. Rebound taken by Clayton. Kicks it back to Combs in the corner. Back to Clayton. She works against the defense. Feeds over to Fabrizio. Her shot no good. And the rebound taken by McIntyre. But her outlet pass is stolen by Fabrizio. Fabrizio back outside and around the horn to Combs at the top of the key. By the way, Safira Smith into the game for Couch. Here's Combs from the elbow. Her shot partially blocked by Willard. That's the 6th block of the game. Willard going up the floor to Haney. She misses the layup. And a foul on the rebound going to be on Allie Willard. And that's going to be number 2 on Allie here in the first half. It was on the rebound. And Trantham will check into the ballgame. Emma Trantham for the second time tonight. Allie Willard will go to the Comet bench. Already scored 10 points in the game. She'll get a little rest here for the remainder of the first half. We're down to 3:39 to go in the second quarter. Couch with the ball. They'll bounce it down to Fabrizio in the corner. Trying to step away from the defense. Now throws it cross court to Combs. Dangerous pass. Combs brings it down. Feeds it out top to Smith. She gives it up. Shot is up and good. Number 23, Emma Rutledge with a nice little running one-hander from about 12 feet away. Alton breaks the full-court pressure. Now they throw it away. Haney throws it away to Smith. Smith comes across the timeline. Couch back to within 12. Trying to get back to within 10 here with a bucket. Combs passes out front to Smith. Handles it on the right side. We're going to get a foul in the open court. This one's going to be on McIntyre for Alton. Number 1, Kaylee McIntyre, call for the foul. Team foul number 2 on Alton in the second quarter. Comes with 3 minutes exactly to play in the second quarter. Couch inbounds the ball to Combs. Takes it down to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Long shot is up and good for number 3. That is Safira Smith. First made three-pointer of the night for Couch. And all of a sudden, we've got a 9-point game. And Couch with another steal. Lady Indian pushing up the floor. And now Smith gets tied up out front by McIntyre, and the held ball will belong to the Couch Lady Indians. And we're going to get a timeout called on the floor. 18-9, Alton Lady Comets lead it by 9 with 2:40 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Focus. And dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Well, we're down to 2:41 to play in the first half. The Alton Lady Comets lead it by 9, 18-9. They actually have been outscored 7-4 here in the first 5 minutes of this quarter. Cal State Indians with a basketball. Lob pass inside, almost stolen. Ball loose on the floor. Now we get a tie-up, and the held ball will belong to the Cal State Indians on the alternating possessions. And now they say it should be the other way, so they forgot to change the possession arrow a moment ago. So it'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. And you go over the officials now over to the scorer's table. Trying to figure this one out. And, yeah, it should be Alton Comet basketball with 2:35 to play in the half. Alton inbounds it to McIntyre. She'll give it to Haney. Haney walking up to a double team, takes it around the double team on the dribble all the way down to the left corner. Now brings it back out to McIntyre. She'll lob it to the high post for Campbell. Campbell gives it outside to Reese. Back over to Haney. Left baseline drive. Little floaters up and no good. The rebound controlled by Couch. Come the Lady Indians. Safira Smith gets it ahead to Fabrizio. Her layup is no good. Rebound taken by Couch, and the outlet pass is stolen by the Lady Comets. McIntyre got it, trying to feed it up the floor. And she's going to get held. It'll be a foul on the Couch Lady Indians, number 20. Kaylee Clayton called for the foul. Will be her second of the night. And that is the first team foul against Couch in the second quarter. Down to a minute 58 to go. Alton with it on the offensive end. Got to Haney on the left wing. Lob it inside for Trantham. Ball deflected by the defense. Saved by Reese. Reese deep under the bucket. Feeds it back out front to Haney. Haney steps into the free throw circle. Gives it out to McIntyre. Trying to lob it down to Trantham. Catches under the bucket. Out to Reese for the 10-footer. And it's good. Jaylee Reese with her first bucket of the game. And with a minute 30 to go in the half, Alton back up by 11, 20-9. Couch with the ball. Fabrizio thought about a three out of the left corner. Trying to dribble, gives it off to Combs. Chloe fires a three. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Campbell. Campbell gives it out to McIntyre. Races up the right sideline. Now backs it out. Alton can afford to use a little clock here. We're down to a minute to go in the quarter. But Haney taking it right at the bucket. Shoots a floater. It's no good. Rebound Combs. Combs, the one-on-one, nice move to the bucket. Couldn't get the shot to go down. And the rebound taken by Campbell again for the Alton Lady Comets. Alton breaks the timeline with 50 seconds to go. Here, Jaylee Reese with a long shot. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Fabrizio. Ashlyn Fabrizio for the Couch Lady Indians. Combs works it up across the timeline. Gives it up to Smith. Smith swings it left side, back to Combs, cutting down the left side of the lane, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, controlled by Couch. Return shot is no good, but a foul going to be whistled on the Alton Lady Comets. That'll be on Jaylee Reese. Jaylee Reese going to be called for the foul. Will be her first of the night. And it'll send number 12, Ashlyn Fabrizio, to the free throw line for Couch, and the first free throw is good. 3 points in the game for Fabrizio. Substitution for Alton. Jaylee Reese will check out of the game. Number 23, Lily Haddock, will check in. Now the free throw for Fabrizio. This one is up and good. Got the roll. Front of the rim, back of the rim, and down through the middle. So back to a 9-point Alton lead, 20-11. 22 seconds to go as McIntyre crosses the timeline. Gives the ball up. Cross-court pass going to Haney. Haney back to McIntyre. Left side down and back to Haney. They're working right side to McIntyre. Alton holding for the final shot of the quarter here. In the corner, three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Alton. The return, no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 20-11. The Alton Lady Comets lead the Couch Lady Indians by 9. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to the Couch High School for your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, it's halftime in our game. The Alton Lady Comets got out to a fast start in the first half, led 14-2 at the end of the first quarter. But then the scoring kind of slowed down. It really slowed down when Allie Willard had to leave the game with two fouls about midway through the second quarter. And that allowed the Couch Indians to kind of climb back into the game. Her presence in the middle of this defense is unreal. Six block shots in the first half for Allie Willard. It might have been seven. I don't know if it was her or somebody else got the other one. But Willard has been a dominant force offensively and defensively. She scored 10 of the 20 first half points for the Alton Lady Comets. Again, your score, 20-11 at the half. This is the first game of our basketball doubleheader tonight. We'll have the boys game coming up immediately following this one. You might be wondering, why are you so late? Well, they had a JV girls game and the JV boys game, and then we had a benefit auction here for a student at Couch School who is a cancer patient receiving cancer treatments. And boy, did they raise a lot of money. They had a lot of stuff, and I haven't received a total yet on how much money was raised. They're probably still trying to add it up, but I'm going to tell you, it was a bunch for that family that is much needed. All right, so that's why we're a little bit late, but we're here for the duration. And again, boys game coming up immediately following the girls contest. It's halftime of the girls game. Alton leads it 20-11. We'll take a timeout. Back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see shelter insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Now back at the Couch High School, again, our halftime score of the girls' game. It is Alton 20, Couch 11. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. For the Couch Lady Indians, they're led by Ashlyn Fabrizio, 4 points on the night. She had a field goal and two free throws. 3 points for Safira Smith, a two for Emma Rutledge, and two for Chloe Combs. Alton has really done a nice job of really kind of preventing Chloe to get any kind of open shots whatsoever, because she really is one of the better players in our area, and she has not been able to get her game going tonight against this Alton defense. For the Lady Comets, they're led in the scoring department by Allie Willard. Allie with 10 points in the first half. She also has 6 blocked shots. 2 points for Jaylee Reese tonight. 5 for Miley Haney, including the only 3-pointer, or actually one of 2 3-pointers made by Alton in the first half. The other one belongs to Kaylee McIntyre. She has 3 points in the game. Again, it's halftime. Alton with the lead, 20-11. Really nobody in serious foul trouble. Allie Willard does have 2 for Alton and 2 for Kylie Clayton for the Couch Lady Indians. Nobody else with more than 1 on either team. I will take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And now, the second half of the Alton Comets on K-Country 95. Once again, here's Mike Crace.
And we return to the Couch High School. They just got started, and the Alton Comets with the first bucket. A nice feed to Ashlyn Fabrizio, and she hit one down under the glass. Both teams are back to the starters on the floor now. Allie Willard back in for Alton. She swings it to the left side, now around to the right corner for Haney. Haney looks like she wants to go to the bucket, now gives it up to McIntyre. And a pass to the left wing. 3-point shot is up and good. Number 20, Kaylee Campbell. Hits one from downtown for the All-Lady Comets. So both teams have scored here. And we're going to get a timeout called already by Coach David Miller and the Couch Lady Indians. 23-13, Alton leads it by 10. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Hey, we're back and underway here in the third quarter. The Couch Lady Indians had a pass in the middle stolen by Willard. Lady Comets couldn't score on the break, but Haney got the offensive rebound. Going back up, she gets fouled, and the foul will be on number 20, Kaylee Clayton. And that'll be number 3 on Clayton, one of the 5 starters for Coach David Miller's Couch Lady Indians. And it sends Miley Haney to the free throw line. The first free throw for Haney is no good. Miley was 5 points in the ball game, looking for number 6. That one's short off the front iron. And a rebound taken by the Couch Lady Indians. Here they come. Combs works it up the right side, bounces in the corner, long shot, no good, and rebound taken by the Couch Lady Indians. To Combs in the middle, short jumper, no. Fabrizio rebounds, and trying to swing it away from the defense. The ball is poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball with 6:39 to go in the third quarter. Number 15, Dubois to trigger it in, looking in the middle, nobody open. As he throws it in the middle, ball gets on the floor. We get another held ball. And this time the possession points to the Alton Lady Comets. Boys basketball coming up for you immediately following this game. The Alton Comets, Couch Indians here in the Big Springs Conference. Conference battles here. Alton with the ball in the half court set. Got to Smith, now to Haney in the corner. Long cross court pass. Goes to Campbell. Doesn't take the wide open shot. Gives it to Haney. She penetrates in the lane. Throws it up with the left hand. That's no good. And a rebound controlled by Fabrizio for Couch. And she traveled with the basketball. Wanted to pass it up to midcourt. And just as she did, the defense jumped in the passing lane. She tried to stop. And she was too late. She done traveled. So Alton will inbound it under the bucket. They lob it into Allie Willard. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound, Jaylee Reese, and Jaylee's going to get fouled as she picks the ball up off the floor. Foul will be on, was it number 20 again? It was. That is Clayton. It's going to be her fourth in the game. Coach Miller leaving it out there. Here's McIntyre for three off the inbound. No good. And the rebound taken by Reese again. Jaylee kicks it back out to McIntyre. Now to Willard. She'll fire the three. That one's off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Couch, and a foul going to be called on Miley Haney. Haney called for the foul. She reached in, tried to poke it away, got her on the arm. So Couch with the ball. Down by 10, 23-13. Substitution now for Couch. Clayton will get out of there with those four fouls. Number three, Safira Smith will check in for the Lady Indians. Combs pushes the ball up across the timeline, swings it to Smith on the left side. Gets to Combs at the elbow, goes down the left side of the lane. Short jumper is short off the front rim. Rebound control by Campbell. Alton Lady Comets on the break here. Haney weaves her way up the floor. Between the legs with the dribble, gives it up. And now a pass out front, stolen by Smith. Smith will drive for the layup. She missed it. Rebound to Campbell, trailing the play. Long pass up the floor to Willard. She'll go to the left side and score the layup. Allie Willard now with 12 to lead all scorers in the game. Down to 5 minutes to go in the third. Alton back up by 12 again. Matches their biggest lead of the night. And we get a ball poked away by the Alton defense and out of bounds. It'll be Couch basketball. And Emma Trantham checks into the ball game for Coach Shane Benson and his Alton Lady Comets. Couch looking inbound on the side out near midcourt. They get it in the middle to Brooks. Mariah Brooks gives it up to Dubois. Three-point shot is good. Manny Dubois hits a three, her first made bucket of the night. That cuts the lead back to 9 at 25-16. Haney with it out front for Alton. Gives over to McIntyre. Cross court. Long three-point shot is up. That one is no good by Campbell. And the rebound control by Couch. Combs up the floor, got it to Brooks in the corner. Back to Combs as they trade places, gives to Smith cutting down the lane. She tries to leave it back, does to Dubois. Her shot blocked by Willard, but goes right to a teammate. And that is number 15, Dubois, who gets the bucket. Dubois now with 5, all of them in this third quarter. Alton works around the perimeter of the defense, gives to Emma Trantham, to Willard down the right side of the lane. She scores the layup. Not much you can do when the 6'2 Allie Willard gets the ball down that low. One step to the bucket and laid it in. Couch with the ball now. Double teamed by Alton as they bring across the timeline. They almost lost it. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Brooks. And they'll pass it inside to Combs. Little fadeaway jumper is up and good. When she gets hot, she is really good. She's starting to heat up a little bit. Alton inbounds the ball against full court man-to-man pressure. They get up the floor to McIntyre. She'll leave it to Haney. Haney lobbing it down to Willard. One dribble turn, shoots, and scores. It's all Allie Willard tonight. She's got 16 of the 29 for the Alton Lady Comets. Couch with it. Got up to Brooks. Brooks gives to Combs. Out front to Smith. Makes a nice move. Gets to the elbow. Shoots. High arching shot. No good. Rebound taken by Fabrizio. Her shot is blocked by Willard. That's number 8. And the rebound comes off to the Couch Lady Indians. Smith has got it at the right elbow. Gives it to Brooks in the corner for 3. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by McIntyre for Alton. Nice play by Kaylee McIntyre. Gives the ball up the court. Now a 3-point shot is good for Miley Haney. Haney hits the 3. Give her 8 points in a game. And we get another timeout. 2:48 to go in the third. Alton stretched the lead out to 12. 32-20. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Well, we're back after the timeout. Couch Lady Indian basketball down by 12 with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Bringing the ball up across the timeline. Number 3, that is Safira Smith. Alton back in their standard defense here. Here to give the Combs. Combs bounces it off. Shot is up good, but we're going to get a 3-second call. And Coach David Miller is absolutely blowing a gasket over there for the Couch Lady Indians. So I believe it was a 3-second call is what it was. On the Couch Lady Indians, it'll be Alton Comet ball. 32-20. Alton with the lead. 2:37 to go in the third. Alton with the ball. Haney races up across the timeline. There's a technical foul being assessed against David Miller, head coach of the Couch Lady Indians. He was chewing on the officials. They came up the sideline, and the official said, "I've had enough," and teased him up. Miley Haney will go to the free throw line to shoot. It'll be 2 shots and the ball for the Alton Lady Comets. First one is up and in and out, no good. Haney will shoot another, trying to make it a 13-point lead. This one for Miley Haney is up. The sophomore is no good. But the Alton Lady Comets have possession of the ball with 2:33 to go in the third quarter. By the way, number 23 is checked in. Lily Haddock for the Alton Lady Comets as well. And Alton gets the ball to McIntyre. McIntyre lobs it down to Willard. Willard turns, shoots in the lane. Nice move. Basket goes down. 18 for Willard. Still 2 full minutes to go in the third quarter. Couch with the ball. Combs up the left side. Feeds it out top to Smith. Smith has it poked away by Haney. They get it back. Ball goes to Rutledge. Rutledge down to the baseline. Gives to Combs. Nice shot over the defense. No good, but a foul going to be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get this one on Allie Willard. Be foul number 3 on Allie tonight. Couch will inbound on the non-shooting foul. Combs got it in the corner for Rutledge. Rutledge dribbles out to the wing. Hands it back to Combs, and she couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with a 14-point lead. Biggest lead of the game for the Alton Lady Comets. 14, 34-20. Alton with it on the left side wing. That is, Haddock. Haddock feeds it around the horn to McIntyre. McIntyre to Haney for the minute 40 to go in the third. Haney works down the left side of the lane, gives it back out. Now they shove it inside to Willard. Her shot is up. Partially blocked, no good, and a rebound or a foul going to be called on the play. Foul's going to be on number 20, I believe, Kaylee Clayton, and that's going to be her 5th of the game. Clayton has fouled out of the ballgame for the Couch Lady Indians. Tough job when your job is to try and stop Allie Willard. And Willard will go to the free throw line and shoot 2. First one is up for the senior. It's good. 19 for Willard, looking for number 20 here. Big day for Allie. Who weren't with us in the pregame. She hits the second free throw, by the way. Allie has now committed to Mineral Area College to continue her basketball career at the JUCO level. And here's a shot on the other end for the Catholic Indians. No good. They get their own rebound. Smith, no. Combs, no. And finally, the rebound by Jaylee Reese for Alton. Long lead pass. Goes up to Haddock. She'll catch it. Stop. Now gives it to McIntyre. She'll take it out top. Alton will start the offense from there. They go to Haney for three. It's good. Miley Haney starting to heat up. She's got 11 now. Is hit a pair of three-pointers in the third quarter, and the Alton Lady Comets lead it now by 19. Long shot for Couch on the other end. No good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Alton inbounds the ball, got to Haney. Quick up the floor to Willard. Willard out around the three-point line, gives it back to Haney. Haney, a little crossover dribble in the middle, now punches out and around to McIntyre on the right side wing. McIntyre will back it back out, restart the offense with 35 seconds to go. McIntyre and Haddock playing catch out front. Now they give it over to Haney on the left side. Haney, little fakes the dribble drive, feeds over to McIntyre. Now to Jaylee Reese at the free throw line, back to McIntyre and back out front for Haddock. 17 seconds to go. Now they'll take it out front. And they'll start the offensive play from there. McIntyre, high post to Reese. Now to Haddock. Haddock trying to shake the defense. They'll swing it around the horn to Haney. For three, it is off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Haney at the free throw line. Couldn't get the return shot up in time. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 39-20. The Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Couch Lady Indians. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back at the Couch High School underway in our fourth quarter. The Alton Comets have opened a 19-point lead, 39-20. Alton with the basketball. Out front is Haddock. Feeds on the right side. Now going back outside to Haddock, and she gets pushed. There'll be a foul called on number three, Safira Smith of the Couch Lady Indians. Non-shooting foul. First team foul of the fourth quarter. We're just 17 seconds into the quarter. And now substitution for Coach Shane Benson as Haddock will go off the floor. Number 20 checking back in. That is Braylee Campbell. Alton off the inbound. Pass by Reese, stolen by Combs, who will drive for the uncontested layup on the other end. Chloe Combs now with 6 points, four in the second half. Alton has done a good job of shutting her down. Alton Lady Comet defense has been really good here tonight. Here's Alton working the offensive set. Got it down to Jaylee Reese. Reese going to Campbell at the free throw line. Free throw line is, or the shot is short. And rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball. Mariah Brooks to trigger it in for Safira Smith. Smith will work it up out of the backcourt. Met by McIntyre at the half court line. And now a half court trap by the Alton Lady Comets. Smith dribbles away from it. Now loses the dribble. Her pass is stolen by Campbell. Campbell to Haney. She'll drive for the lay-in. Haney's come alive in the second half. Only 5 points in the first half. She's got eight in the second. 13 total for the game. There's almost another steal by Alton in that half-court trap. Now substitution, Jaylee Reese will check out of the game. Emma Trantham will check in for the Lady Comets. Coach Benson used 7 different players in the ballgame already tonight. And here's the pass for Couch in the middle, stolen by Willard. Long outlet pass to Haney for the Snowbird. Oh, shot was blocked, picked up by Trantham. She puts it up and in. Emma Trantham with her first 2 points of the night. And the Alton lead is now 21. And here's a whistle and a foul. Couch trying to get the ball in the middle of the lane, and a foul going to be whistled on the Lady Comets. Number one, that is McIntyre. Kaylee McIntyre, call for the foul, will be her second of the game. And the Couch Lady Indians will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Along the baseline, Dubois to trigger it in. Got it in to Brooks. Brooks back to Dubois in the corner. Dubois will bring it out to the wing on the dribble and give it up to Brooks. Brooks trying to bounce it inside. It's stolen by McIntyre. Out to Haney, who dribbled it off of her foot and out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball. Haney's foot got in the way. She made the dribble drive. That happens. 21-point Alton lead with 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Couch Lady Indians with the basketball. They try to swing it down in the corner. Ball stolen by Campbell again. And the long pass out to McIntyre, who will drive to the bucket. Misses the layup. And McIntyre was out of bounds and tried to step in and pick up the loose ball. You can't do that. So the ball belongs to the Couch Lady Indians, down by 21. 5:45 to go in the game. Couch will bounce it over to Brooks on the left side. Brooks back to Combs down the left side of the lane. Challenges Willard. High arching shot, no good. Dubois rebound. She can't follow it in, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. And that'll go on number 20. Braylee Campbell will be her second of the game. And number 15. Maddie Dubois to the free throw line for the Couch Lady Indians. First one is up and no good. Couldn't get the roll. That was short post-game report because we'll be getting ready for the Couch at Alton boys game coming up here right after this one. Second free throw, no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. So Couch will inbound it right in front of their own bench on the far side down near the corner. Looking to get in. They do, but the ball poked by the defense. Picked up by Couch. Dubois with a long shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound to McIntyre. McIntyre, oh, double dribble. McIntyre saw what she thought was an open teammate on the break. Tried to pull up and pass it to her. And then apparently that passing lane closed up. She tried to dribble it again. That's a double dribble. Couch working the offense here. Smith swings it left side to Dubois. Dubois. Long pass to Mariah Davis. Mariah Brooks. Sorry about that. Brooks passed in the middle, deflected, now stolen by Alton. Haney will pull it up on the wing, waits for the rest of her teammates, and Alton can run a little clock here. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the game. Alton with a comfortable lead. Here's a shot by Haney that's good. Miley Haney has exploded 16 points in a game, 11 here in the second half. And that is 3 made three-pointers for Haney tonight. Couch with the ball. Combs driving the baseline, trying to punch it through the lane. Ball is stolen by Campbell. Now Campbell has it poked away from behind. It's a scramble after the loose ball. And a held ball will belong to the Couch Lady Indians. I think Coach Benson wanted a foul on that play. No call. Down to 4.5 minutes to go in the game. We're going to get a timeout. 46-22. Alton with the lead. 4.5 minutes to play. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Hey, we're back at the Couch High School. We're in a timeout here. We're down to Well, late fourth quarter here. 46-22. Alton has opened a 24-point lead. And I want to say thanks to the folks who are helping to boost the Comets here tonight, your Alton Comet boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton and Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen and Thayer, and Thayer Ready Mix. Couch off the inbound coming out of the timeout. Got the ball to Chloe Combs. She couldn't hit the shot, and we're going to get a foul whistled on the rebound. Will be against number 12 of the Couch Indians. That is Ashlyn Fabrosio, her first foul of the game. Alton inbounds, working against the full court press. Got the ball up the court to Haddock. Haddock now to Willard. Willard spins the lane, kicks it out to Haney for three more. No, off the front of the rim. And the rebound picked up by Combs for Couch. Chloe races up the floor, trying to feed it in the middle. Ball deflected. Run down in the corner by Fabrosio. Out to Smith. Smith bounces it to the elbow. Now gives it out front to Dubois. Back to Combs. Combs down the left side of the lane, spins into the lane. Kicks it out to Smith. Steps around the defense. Into the lane. Back to Combs. Eight-footers up. No good. And the rebound to Emma Trantham. Trantham got it out to Haney. All running the floor to Haddock. She puts it up and in off the window. Lily Haddock. Her first 2 points in the ballgame for the Lady Comets. Lily has given Coach Benson some good minutes off the bench tonight. 3:35 to go in the game. Alton leads it by 26. Couch with it. Combs. Outside, around the horn to Smith, top of the key. Smith pulls up her dribble, dumps it down to Dubois in the corner. Dubois backing it out, bouncing it down inside. That is Brooks, and Brooks has it stolen by McIntyre. To Haney on the left side. The layup is good. Miley Haney, 18 points in the game. 13 of them here in the second half. And Couch working it to the elbow. Smith outside. Brooks with a shot. That's no good from three. Rebound comes off hard. Controlled by Couch. And Fabrosio puts it up and in over Willard. 8 points for Ashlyn Fabrosio. Four in each half. And here's Willard going to shoot a three for Alton on the other end. And it's good. Allie Willard. She can do it all. 23 on the night for Willard. As she hits that one from 19 feet 9 inches. There's a steal by Haney for Alton. Long lead pass to McIntyre. She couldn't catch up to it. It goes out of bounds. Ball got to bouncing and spinning. Now we get another substitution for Alton. Allie Willard will check out of the game with her 23 points. Checking in is number 12. That is Jessica Green, who played in the JV game tonight. And Combs will check out for Couch. Number 23 checks in, Emma Rutledge. So we're down to 2 minutes to go in the game. Alton leads it 53-24. Almost another steal. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Couch. Safira Smith with it. They bounce it down the corner. Dubois driving the baseline, trying to dump it inside. Ball stolen by Jaylee Reese. And then Reese is going to get fouled by Dubois. First foul of the night on Maddie. And Alton will inbound here. Another substitution as Jaylee Reese will check out. Who's checking in? Number 13 checking in the game, Emma Wigger. Couch making a substitution. Number 5 checking in the game, that is Miley Hampton. So both teams getting deep on the bench here in the final 2 minutes. Alton with the ball. Got it up the floor. Green with it. Feeds it around the horn. And that is Wigger with the basketball. Feeds on the left side. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound to... Alton shot is back up by Haddock. No good. And the rebound taken by the Couch Lady Indians. Fabrosio races up the right sideline. Gives it to Smith. Trailing the play. Dribbles into the lane. Dumps it down. Shot is up. No good. Long rebound taken by Hampton on the baseline for Couch. Gives it up outside. And now back to the left side wing. Shot no good there for Couch. And the rebound taken by Haney for Alton. Haney spins down the left side of the lane, leaves it back outside for Jessica Green. Her three-point shot, no. Outside to McIntyre with the rebound. That's no good, and Couch will control the rebound. Emma Rutledge with it, weaves her way up the floor, feeds the ball over to Smith. Smith trying to dribble drive around the defense, gives it back outside, And the rebound is off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets on the missed shot. And now more substitutions in the game. Trying to catch them all. Number 34, Cassidy Reynolds has checked in. Number 3 has checked in, Madison Wayland. Couch inbounds it to number 10. That is Catherine Bennett, who just checked in, and she scores the layup. Here comes Alton with a basketball. They'll kick it out on top to Jessica Green. Green trying to go left side, ball deflected and stolen by Couch. Up the floor they go. Shot is up, a wild one, no good there by Rutledge. Rebound Alton, running the floor the other way. All the way to the bucket goes number 34, Cassidy Reynolds, and she scores the layup. So Reynolds gets in the scorebook with 20 seconds to play in the game. 55-26, it's been all Alton tonight. Now Couch going to throw it away on the other end. Alton will come the other way with 14.7 seconds to go. We'll try and get a word with Coach Shane Benson after the ball game here. And, of course, stay tuned for Alton and Couch varsity boys action. It'll be coming your way in just a little bit, our doubleheader. Here's Alton with the ball, got it down inside. Rebound off the missed shot, goes to the Lady Comets. And Reynolds couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Couch ball with 2.9 seconds to go. And there's going to be a long shot at the buzzer. It is no good. And that's your final, 55-26. The Alton Lady Comets with the win over the Couch Lady Indians. And the Lady Comets improve to 5-6 on the year with a win here in a Big Springs Conference matchup. And again, we'll try and get a word with Coach Shane Benson here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Alton Lady Comet basketball. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs.